morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome back, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome to those online. Praise God. We are here to worship Him this morning. We are here to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He is great. He is faithful. He is good to you this morning. Hallelujah. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together and just worship the Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you this morning, Lord.
Jesus, you are so Really moves, oh, hey. Why would I doubt when he
trust in you. We trust in your timing. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing to the top. I know he loves me. I know he loves me.
I know he loves me. I know he cares. Whenever I call, he always is right there. In times of trouble, he is my help. Yeah, I know no fear. I know he will be right there.
I know he loves.
I know he loves me. I know he cares. Whenever I call, he always is right there.
In times of trouble.
In times of trouble.
Upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Just to you, the Lord turn his
your children and their children and their children.
Oh, yes, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and your children.
Everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. All right, children, start making your way. We got a lot covered this morning. Apostle is not here because he's in the city, but he's ministering somewhere. So praise the Lord. And greetings from Prophet Paul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Were you blessed by his ministry? He gave a clap offering unto the Lord. All that came from God, and there's much more. Praise the Lord. I hope what you learned, you've been putting it to practice. Well, everybody stretch your hands, and let's pray for our children. All right, Pastor Paul and Minister Reuben, we lay hands on the children this morning. Father, we thank you again for another wonderful day. Thank you, God, for all our lives. Thank you for all our children. All our biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners, friends, even our enemies, we leave them before you because all children belong to you. Father, touch every life. Touch all our seeds and their spouses till Jesus come. Minister grace to everyone. touch every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, those of from every decade of life. Minister grace to every one of them. May they know that God is real and God is their Father, and they can put their trust in Him. Father, be with everyone all through the week. We thank you that your hand is upon every child. They will excel in life and serve you and magnify your holy name. Those that are sick, we declare them be healed, be restored, be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Well, bless you, children. We will see you later. Father, we continue to magnify your holy name. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We welcome you, we receive you, we say have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our neighborhood, in our church, and in everything that you have put into our hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, be with Apostle Wes ministry now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're just going to do one verse of three verses of scripture to make it short. I wasn't planning on reading any, but as I said, as I stood here, a scripture flashed before me. So go to Psalm 1, just verse 1 to 3. So you can read, it's only six verses. So that's an easy scripture for you to commit into your heart. All right? So it says, blessed, everybody read. Actually, you should stand. You know, I used to make you stand when we read. Then I didn't care. Then all of you just pack your butt. Me and Apostle, we just have a quick seat before we minister. So because we're going to be standing all through while you're seated. So praise the Lord. Psalm 1, let's read together. We'll just read all the six verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Everybody say amen. Amen. Somebody say, that's me. All right, let's do 3 to 6, and this is what you should not be. Let's read. 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Somebody say, that's not me. But that's a guarantee. So everything you read here is real, and so it is. God said it, so it is. It cannot be altered. So choose which one you want to be. And everybody say, I choose the right path. I choose life. I choose the way of God. Say a big amen. Amen. All right, let us continue in our prayer, and then we're going to, I'm going to be ministry this morning, so you got lots of words, so make sure you have your paper and pen and write. We're just going to move. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day that you have given to us. What a gift you've given to us. This is November in Winnipeg, and the weather is wonderful. Can you give a clap offering unto the Lord? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No snow, just nice. We didn't even need a jacket, but we put a little light thing on. So we just give you praise. Thank you, Lord. We know the snow is coming, but we thank you for the extra gift of warmth. We give you praise. So shall you surprise us with many extra gifts in the mighty name of Jesus. We expect good things. We expect great things. Even what is beyond natural, you have made it supernatural. This is a gift from God. We thank you for all the packages you have prepared for us. We open up our hearts and we receive them. We open our hands and we receive them. Somebody say, I receive the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every life. Those that are struggling, bring comfort to them. Strengthen them, Lord. May they rise from their bed of affliction. May they rise from poverty. May they rise from confusion. May they rise from strife. May they rise from whatever has plagued them. Come out of that place in the mighty name of Jesus and step into the goodness of God. We step into the goodness of God. Father, this is a day you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. It's a day of peace, a day of power, a day of love, a day of sound mind. We receive your mercy, and we thank you that you are more than enough for us. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your power is greater than any. We thank you that all is well with us and our household. It is well with me and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the nation of Israel. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace in her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Thank you, God, that your word stands sure. You have promised and you have given your everlasting covenant to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what you say you will do it. So we thank you, God, that your word says all Israel shall be saved. We give you praise, O God. So as you save all Israel, save all our household. We and our household, we will serve the Lord. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So we receive that guaranteed promise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Father, as you remember them, remember us. Remember your people, Lord. Save your people. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank you, O God, that there'll be singing and prayer and dancing again in the streets of Jerusalem. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring healing to all your people. All the places that war has ravaged, Father, bring healing and restoration. Restore, restore all Israel. Restore all your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Out of that many blessings we now receive for our nations. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So we receive the same blessing for Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, England, United Kingdom. We receive your blessings, O God, for Spain. Lord, you've been praying for Spain. Let Spain have revival. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive it for Portugal. We receive it, O God, for all the islands of the sea. We receive it for Australia. Save your people, Lord. Let your people turn to you. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, save them, Lord. Save all first nations of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Let your power be shown among your people. Thank you for the mighty works you did in our midst last week. Lord, you do more mighty works again this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch Apostle as his ministry. Touch me as a ministry. Touch every congregation and every pastor and everyone hearing the sound of my voice. Father, let every one of us receive something from you. Your word is life. May we receive abundant life now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word come with power, grace, favor, mercy, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and miracles, and thanksgiving and testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, have your way in this service, and let your name be glorified. Bless all our tithes and our offering, and bless the word of my mouth, and bless the works of your hands. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God in the highest. You know, before I came to church this morning, a lot of things were happening, you know. But God gave me victory. Praise the Lord. Number one, my iPad refused to turn on. So we walked on it. I walked on it in the car till I got here. So praise the Lord. But either way, I have my scripture. I know they'll put it up there for me. And secondly, I tried to put on my shoe, and then the next thing is like I almost cracked my head on the ground. So praise the Lord. I just moved, and I don't know how I moved like a presso, and I'm just fine. So praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. So I know God has something special for us today. He could not stop the iPad. He could not stop me physically. And I'm here. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And each time I put it on, Siri wants to talk. I say, Siri, I don't need you. After that, everything shut down. So, but it is well. It's back on. Praise the Lord. So I'm excited just like you, and I ask the Lord to touch every one of us, that you will receive something this morning. Amen. And those of you online, may you receive something in the name of Jesus. Well, this morning I'm going to be talking about, I've preached a part of this message before, but I'm going to continue from where I stopped. I preached a message called God Made. Did you remember that message? Praise the Lord. So that message is a classic. Make sure you go on it. But I will touch a little bit on that. But I'll go to where it's important for you to know who you are in God and how to know how to use certain things for your own life. Praise the Lord. In all you're getting, you say, get what? Get understanding. We need the wisdom of God. We need the knowledge of God. We need understanding. But say, in all you're getting, get understanding. When you get understanding, doesn't matter what environment you are in, you can function. If you are sleeping, somebody wake you up, you can function. If you are in the air, land, water, sea, anywhere, you can function. In every situation, you can function. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I listen to my body this morning, I should not be here. I should be thinking, my neck got twisted, my hip got twisted, my knee got twisted. But we don't listen to that. We know that He can heal, restore us, and make us whole instantly. Praise the Lord. So I enforce the word. Get back to where you were before that accident happened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't read the Bible and then it's just Bible. Let it become alive for you and for me. It's a living word. Somebody says it's the living word. Praise the Lord. All right, God made. We're not going to go through the scripture, but you are going to do homework. So I say write things down, and then you're going to do some at home for yourself. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So my title of my message will be God Made, God's Word, God Breathed. Amen. God made. And me too, I'm Word made. Praise the Lord. Everything God made, He made with His words. Everything. What is everything? All things. Everything God made with words. We speak words every day. We are human beings that speak. Where dogs, they bow. They bark. Cows do what? Moo. Pigs do what? Oink. And every other creature makes weird noises. Except only the owner understands what they are doing, because they've been with them for a while, so they understand the mannerism and the character of that particular creature. You see some people, they have cats. They communicate with their cats because they have studied their cats. They know when the cats need water, when the cat needs food, when the cats need to go out, because they have taken time to do that. But you are not so. From beginning, God loaded you, made you in His own image and in His own likeness. He made you just like Him. So God is a speaking God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a word God. And God made you just like Him. He made plants like plants. He made fish like fish. He made animals like animals. He did not make you an animal. That's why you must not act outside who God made you. When you do that, you have debased yourself. May you rise from a debased place to a higher ground today. In the name of Jesus. God is called the Most High God. He has never called you to a lower level. He called you to a higher ground. May you rise from wherever situation you are in today and come up higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher. You are not a creature that is made low. You are a creature that is made high. Because the Most High God made you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I cannot have meal in my house, set a table, and I tell my children, you sit on the floor and let strangers come and sit on the table first. You are first in the eyes of God. You are his property, and he's your father, and he's my father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So everything God does, he speaks. So Genesis 1, you're going to read that at your own time. So we see God have a situation. When situation faces you, what do you do when situations come? You cannot stop negative situations from happening because the devil has not been bound and thrown into hell yet. He still has his freedom. He still goes to and fro looking for whom he will devour. But God has made provision for me and you. Hallelujah. So when situations faces you, when chaotic situations show up, what should you do? God showed you. He's your father. So he demonstrated it. He showed it. I also have a situation. So Genesis 1 and 3, the beginning, say in the beginning, God made what? The heavens and the earth. And then what? It says happened. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. So we see Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God, the Word, the Spirit, and God said, let there be what? Light. He said, the spoken word. He spoke. The spoken word. Let there be light. Who is that light? It's Jesus. Jesus is the light. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. So all three showed up. When you are faced with a situation, who do you consult? Do you consult your bank first when it's finance? Do you consult your doctor first when it's a health issue? Do you consult family first when it's a family issue? Who do you consult first? It has to be God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You go to God first. Whatever is happening in your life, seek God first. And when God saw what was happening, he, the Holy Ghost, went to work right away. The Spirit of God began to move upon the situation. Whatever is happening in your life, call on God and call the Spirit of God to move on that situation. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, move. Move in my family. Move in the situation I'm dealing with right now. Move in my teenager's life. Move in my young adult life. Move in my family life. Move in my marriage. Move in whatever it is. Move in my finance. Move in my business. Move in my ministry. Whatever it is. Begin to ask the Holy Ghost to move upon that. And as he begins to move, then when you sense him move, you now begin to speak. The Holy Ghost moved before God spoke. God could have just said, okay, I created this thing, return back. He began to use order. Why? He's teaching us what to do. Is that the beginning of creation? No, it is beginning of restoration. Hallelujah. It's restoring. Restoration. It's restoration time. Somebody say, restore, 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 restore. The word of God says nobody said restore, so he could not restore. So that is a language that should be in your mouth all the time. Restore. 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 If you know you were a peaceful person and you begin to show anger and display character that was not your character, you begin to say, Lord, restore back the joy of my salvation. Restore back the joy of my salvation. These are the languages of God. And these are the things he's asked you to speak. You have power to change your situation, to turn things around. Some people are waiting for God to come and take their hand from where they are. Like a baby, you're learning to walk. You already know how to walk. Why don't you walk? Can you imagine? You're how old are you, whatever age you are, you are beginning to practice how to crawl. Something is wrong. May we not go backward. May we advance. So whatever God was doing there, you begin to hear God say, God said, God said. God began to say, so I will not take you through it. You read at home. God said in that chapter, God said, God spoke, God said it is good. And God began to divide darkness from the light. When the light showed up, it divided. That was not a physical light. Those are spiritual light, spiritual darkness. He began to separate them. Hallelujah. Because a few days later, he created the sun, the moon, the stars, and the seasons to govern day and night and to govern seasons. He has not done that yet, but here he's separating darkness from light. Then he began to separate things, began to separate the waters, created firmament, created a distance between earth and heaven. Hallelujah. God began to do. How is he doing all this? The Bible says he spoke. Spoken words. What are you hearing this morning? The spoken words. As the spoken words is going, something is happening to your world, happening to you and your family. It's not by feelings. Something is happening. Hallelujah. 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 May the glory of God visit you and your household. May it drive lukewarmness from your life and give you fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God began to speak and spoke things. And God, the Bible said, God began to do what? Bless. Everything he spoke, he said, after his kind, because it's coming from him. So let me tell you, God made everything. Where did those things come from if he spoke them? I that is speaking now, where's my words coming from? Out of me. It's coming out of my spirit. It's not coming out of my physical body. You can move your hands and all of that, but it's my spirit that is giving command. Move the hand, move the eye, walk. Right? So it's coming out of him. So everything God spoke came out of him. So do you believe God is spirit? The Bible says God is spirit. God is love. God is light. Hallelujah. God is our blessed hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if God is that, so everything coming out of him, would you say they are all spirit? It came out of his spirit. So the Bible said the things you see are not made out of the things you think that appear. So everything is spirit. We are so stuck in our physical. May you have a paradigm shift this morning. May the trajectory of your life change to God's way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Renew your mind from that physical realm. The physical realm came out of the spirit realm. So the earth came. God said, let the earth. Right? He spoke it. He created it. I'll give you scriptures where God made things. So Genesis 1 is not where he made everything. He's just restoring. Hallelujah. Putting things in place for his family that is going to appear shortly. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says God breathe. How many of you have breath? You put your finger by your palm by your nose. Do you feel your breath? Well, it's good, it's your own, so you're not blowing on anyone this morning. So in case you didn't brush your teeth very well and your tongue, that's fine. So, but can you feel that? Or can you blow on the palm, back of your arm? Can you feel your breath? We all have that breath. So Bible says God made man, right? In his image and likeness, Genesis 1:26, and then to 30, he gave the power, he blessed them, he gave them dominion, gave them everything that they need to function, not as physical things, spirit. They were all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says he has, can you put that in for me? He said God has blessed us with all what? all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. 3, Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I told you the light there was Jesus. So we've been blessed from beginning. Somebody say, I'm blessed. But every day, why are you still praying, God bless me, God bless me? We have more beggars in the church than children of God. May you be free from begging spirit today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Say, Lord, deliver me. So, Lord, you just have to take God's word. You see, the problem is, he say, only believe. Just believe God. God say, he has blessed us. That's the word. I said, God spoke. This is his spoken word. This is still the Holy Ghost. It has not changed. God has not changed. He's called the unchanging changer. He's still saying the same thing many, many ways so that we can get it. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. It's not. Yes, it did permit you to ask. So there's a place of asking. So don't park there. There are many things you can do. Amen. Amen. So all the time, you can imagine if you live in a house, all the person asks is, give me this, give me this, give me this, and do nothing. How long are you going to tolerate that? Give me this, give me this. I'll show you, give me this. You're going to get a boot. You got to contribute. We are the family of God. We are not here to play. We have 120 years lease to touch a life. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're here to do something. We're here to have an impact. Because you're not going to need anything you're doing here on this earth now in heaven. They are obsolete. They are not needed. You're not going to need a husband there. You're not going to need a wife. You're not going to need children. You're not going to need all these junk houses we call mansions. Jesus has gone for over 2,000 years. John 14 says, I go prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many what? Mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So whatever he's saying is the reality. You have a mansion that has been prepared for over 2,000 years. What on earth can be compared to that? You're going to live where there is no aging, no wheelchair, no walking stick, no blind bodies, no broken body. Wholeness. He said you'll be made like the angels, not giving to marriage or being married. You're only married to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The streets of your house, the streets are made of gold. The gates are made of pearls. What do you need? Precious stones? Your house is made of that. Hallelujah. Not earthly corrupt one. Incorruptible. No moth, no rust. No funeral service. Hallelujah. You live forever and forever young. Forever in the presence of God. Do whatever it takes to enter that realm. It is already yours. Renew your mind to what God is saying this morning. God breathe. So we all have the breath of God inside us. That is the proof that God breathed in you. Hold your breath. Can anybody on this earth hold their breath for 1 hour and be alive? I know. I just exaggerated to 1 hour so everybody can come on the same page. Can you? But every day you live, you are breathing for more than an hour. You're breathing for more than 1 year, 2 years. We have people in the congregation right now that in their 80s, you've been breathing. You are in your 70s. You are in your 60s. You are in your 50s. We used to have 90s. The ones that almost made 100, they just transitioned to heaven this year. So praise the Lord. Life has been flowing through us. We breathe. We sleep.
Do you know what's happening to you when you are sleeping? Restore. God is restoring you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. He's speaking to you, ministering to you in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding this morning. May you know who you are, that breath you have is not for decoration. So anytime you are breathing, have you appreciated God? You breathe all these things into existence, say from his nostrils. Most times we have cold, we blow our nostrils, we clean it. But God is doing, through his nostrils, he's creating things. Creating oceans, having channels, creating clouds, creating light, lightning. Hallelujah! Creating man. Forever and ever, we became a living soul. Praise the Lord. So everything God made came out of his spirit, including man. He breathed on man. Genesis 2:7. Put that up. Genesis 2:7. So he made man after he blessed him. He breathed on him. What did he breathe on him? Where did that breath come from? From him. The same breath he used in making all things. He put it inside you. I said the same breath he used in creating all things, he put inside you. So when he breathed in you, the Bible says you became a living soul or a living speaking spirit. It's not just because you can just open your mouth and talk. Some people, their mouth is only for cursing. Their mouth is only to eat. Their mouth, but he put more than that. He put power inside you. He put favor inside you. He breathed his character inside you. He breathed what he can do inside you. Power to create things. Well, the people who are creating all this, what's going on now, IT people and all these robots and all these things, where did you think they get it from? It's just that they tapped into that part. Why the children of God say, well, that's not for me. If God is blessing somebody, they begin to be envious. But you have the same blessing inside you. Activate it. Activate it. How do you activate? You speak. Whatever God needs, he spoke. Whatever you need, speak. Somebody say, I will speak. Somebody say, I will speak. Your mouth is not meant for rubbish. It is meant to speak the glory of God into existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 6. Put that. So God breathed into man. Okay, before we go to John, you know already in same chapter 2, this chapter 2, 7, God breathed into man. So God brought Adam, I think, let's go to that verse, where God brought Adam, brought all the animals, and said, see what he will what? Call them. And the Lord God formed man out of the... I finished with that. I say, put the other scripture, where God brought the animals before Adam and asked Adam to see what God will call them. Praise the Lord. I hope we are all together in that... the scripture is still there. I've left the scripture. I'm saying put the other scripture up. Praise the Lord. And out of the ground, verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam, see what he would do what? Call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name of thereof. Which school did Adam go to? He went to grade 1. He went to high school. He went to university. He did his PhD. Which school? Because when God breathed into him, he put the same power that's inside him, inside Adam. So Adam has not fallen. So at this time, he can function. That function is still in us. It has remained dormant. Until Jesus died for us and rose again, it got activated. But even when it's activated, you have to claim it. You have to function in it. What was the first thing Jesus did when he died and he rose again? When the disciples, when Mary Magdalene saw him in the garden, and he went to tell them that Jesus is alive, they said, get out of here. That's my paraphrase. It's like, we don't believe it, just like till now. Many things God is doing in our midst, we don't believe. We go, But God is doing a mighty thing. I say, do something in my life. May he do something in your life. What did he do when he showed up in the midst of them? The Bible says he blessed them. While I'm talking, you can. I've left this scripture already because I have a lot to cover, so I just mention and I move on. Praise the Lord. I'm now speaking from John 20. John 20. I have all the scriptures written in my notebook. Praise the Lord. So what did Jesus do? He entered without walls. He entered without doors. He entered the room, and in the midst of them, the Bible says he blessed them. After he blessed them, what else did he do? The Bible says he told them to do what? Receive peace. And the Bible says he breathed on them. Why did he need to breathe on them? Because when Adam and Eve fell from, I'm not sure if I taught this here or in another church or somewhere else, I'm not sure. You know, in Genesis 5, the Bible says, after Adam started giving birth to children, when he first lived, he gave birth to, when he started giving birth to children, because he fell, every child he gave birth to were born in the image and likeness of Adam, not in the image and likeness of God. That is why you need to be born again. Praise the Lord. If you are not born again, you cannot get the original breath. You cannot have the Holy Ghost inside you. You are just functioning as a mere man, as a fallen man. So you all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans tells you that. But when you are in Christ, the new breath, Jesus rose. The first action he did is to bless them and give them. Why? It's restoring the original blessing. Hallelujah. Restoration. Somebody say restoration. Somebody say restoration. Somebody say restoration. Remember, I'm speaking to spirit man. I'm not speaking to your physical man. If I'm speaking to a physical man this morning, you are not going to get anything. The Bible said the carnal mind is enemy against the Spirit of God. I'm speaking to the spirit man. Hallelujah. He said, be strengthened in your inner man. The strength and the power you need is going to function from inside out. It's not outside in. Hallelujah. You function from inside out. Your spirit man is what is in charge, not your physical man. So I'm telling you this morning, shift and switch. The days of struggle, the days of not knowing who you are should be over in your life once and for all. Jesus breathed on them, restoring the original breath. I have the original breath. Somebody say that. He breathed on them, say, receive peace. What's that peace? Meaning peace means nothing is missing, nothing broken. You are no longer in a fallen state. You are no longer destroyed. Whatever you ask shall come to pass. Whatever you speak shall be made manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of faith was put inside you. Praise the Lord. And that spirit, when it speaks, it manifests. Bible said that spirit of faith, when it speaks, you will hear their sound at the ends of the earth. Anything you say shall come to pass. I don't know if you believe this. You know, we have become so religious. We don't believe any of these things. May you have belief today. Somebody say, Lord, help my unbelief. May I believe you, God. Well, you're not believing God for God. God is God. God doesn't need you to come and believe him so he can be God. He's already God. God doesn't need you to believe so when he does things, it will come to pass. He doesn't need that. He doesn't eat. He doesn't drink. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber, he doesn't doze. After eating turkey at Thanksgiving, it's like on the couch. What were you guys saying again? Let's catch up. God does not sleep nor slumber. Do you know how troublesome human beings are? Every nation, every continent in the world, they are bombarding him every day. And his eyes is watching all the mess, and yet he's not tired. Somebody shout hallelujah! This is a God that lives inside you. I don't know if you believe it. Maybe five people believe it. Let me see if you believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the rest of you catch up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are not believing for somebody, you are believing for yourself. You got to function somewhere. We got to move now and move speedily. Say amen. It's time to rise. It's time to be the children of the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus. He breathed on them. And then the rest of us who were not present, they say, blessed are those who believe, even when they haven't seen. Thomas said, I must see. I need evidence. I need proof. That's okay. I know the church always talk about Thomas like a bad thing. No, he needed proof. He didn't want to be sold a, what do they say? Bill of goods. Bill of goods or bill of goods? Bill of goods. Didn't want to be sold that. I got to see the proof. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody said we are proof producers. That's what our papa, our spiritual papa, Papa Sarolo, taught us, proof producers. Praise the Lord. Be a proof producer. Let it show in your family. Let it show in your life. Let it show in your health. Let it show in your children. It doesn't matter what's happening. You stick to that word. I am a speaking spirit, and I'm going to deal with this thing from God's perspective. And I take no for an answer until I see my result. Calling the things that be not. Abraham believed this. God called him. It's like, what was God waiting for? 75 years old. No baby. He's married. He's married. It's not, he wasn't looking for a wife. He married. Praise the Lord. He has a wife. Raising other people's children. But has none for himself. And God say, well, I'm send you somewhere. Send you where? There's no GPS. There's no map. I'll just send you. You just go to this place. It's wilderness country. It's desert country. There's no road. I would say Abraham believed God. He took his family. He took Sarah, his wife. He took Lot, his brother's son. And off he went. The Bible says in Hebrews, gave us more clarity. He said he was looking for a city. Hallelujah. God said, come, I'm sending you. And Abraham said, okay, I'll look for the city. All his journey was looking for a city. Whose maker is God? No wonder he's called the father of faith. Hallelujah. You can read that, Romans 4. You can read, I just talked from Genesis 12. So you can read all of that at your own time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Looking for a city. What are you looking for? You live in Winnipeg. You live in Toronto. You live in Canada. You live in Australia. You live in England. You live in United States of America. You live in Austria. What are you looking for? Are you looking for God, the builder of your life? Or what are you looking for? Looking for hamburger? Cheese, all those things, they hurt your body. But we eat them anyway. They're good. Dairy is good for children. As you get older, the more dairy you eat, they create more problems. But we still eat them anyway because it tastes good. We've trained our tongue to do it. Drink all the milk you want to drink and all the cheese you want to eat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What are you looking for? Say, Abraham was looking for the city. Why is looking? Days are going by. 25 years later, before God showed up. he was no longer functioning. His manhood was gone. Sarah was gone. Everything dried up. Both of them were dried up. Nothing to produce a baby with. Romans 4. You can read that at your own time. So praise the Lord. He said he did not think about the deadness of his body. He can see it. The evidence is there. The physical proof is there that this is too late. Time has passed. But the Bible says he was still looking for God. May you look for God in your situation. I don't know what you are facing in your family. I don't know what you are facing in your business. I don't know what challenge you are facing in your physical body. Look for God. Look for God. God say, I'm your healer. God say, I'm your healer. By his stripes, you were healed. You begin to look for God, and that's what you say. I am healed. I am the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. I am strong and in the power of his might. Resurrection power is flowing through me. These are your languages. You begin to speak it. When they said the child is retarded, who told you that? There's a spirit inside that child. The spirit of that child is not retarded. Why don't you begin to command that spirit? Spirit of this child, rise. Retardation, go. Why is it happening for some people? Those parents refuse to take no for an answer. And then some parents just settle. This is my lot. May you not settle for garbage. May you settle for God. May you settle for God in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, I choose God. And I choose his ways. I choose God. And I choose his way. Hallelujah. 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 So, I'm still talking, we are spirit breathing. So, I'm going to give you some scriptures. You can write them down, and you're going to read them at your own time. Well, let's start with Psalm 18. Before Psalm 18, let's go to John 1. John 1. John chapter 1. We're going to read 1 to 5, but read 1 to 16 at your own time. John chapter 1. I'm reading verse 1 to 5, but you can read up to verse 16 or read the whole chapter at your own time. Let's read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When I told you at the beginning, Father, Son, Holy Ghost were present, now you know. The same was in the beginning with God. The Word was with God. Hallelujah. The Word was with God. When God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, the Word was there. The Word was there. Verse 3. All things were made by him. Who's the him there? The Word. The living Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. That's why I say I'm God made. It's not only the trees, the oceans, the cows, and the chicken, and the birds. You are God made. Made by the Word. Made by the Word. Because you are stuck in made by clay. And not, clay was just your house. Verse 4, in him was life, and in the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You see, that was the light. I told you in the beginning when God said, let there be light. Light showed up, and darkness did what? Vamoose. God separated it and divided it off. Because darkness does not belong in your life. The only good darkness in your life is treasures. And when you go get them, say treasures are hidden in dark places. So you have to ask God to show you where they are. Or if you have a property, you begin to speak, let there be treasures in my property. Let there be treasures in my land. We don't talk that way. Because he said this is not a mining zone. Praise the Lord. That's a silly thing. I say, we can change how we think. And we can begin to do things how God do things. He said, I'm giving you treasures in hidden places. They are in hidden places. If God put it out, then anybody can get it. The wicked, the good, the bad, the ugly can get it. So God put it for you to go mine it. May you own property. Someone say, our own property. Our own real estate. prime real estate. In the name of Jesus. You can buy property and say that land is not good, but you can begin to reverse it. They say that land is waterlogged. No, you can say my land, treasures are there. Treasures are there. Aren't they beginning to mine oil from water? Oil wells from the ocean, from the sea. Is that not water? Aren't they mining diamond, golds from land? Mountains, nothing, because those things are not made out of the things that you think you have seen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They are more than, they are all spiritual. They came out of God. God is spirit. And nothing that came out of it cannot be spoken to. What I want to get you to today is to make sure you learn to recognize these as spirit things. And that's why when God begins to speak to you, say, you shall say what? To the mountain, be thou removed. Why? Because mountain is not what you think made mountain. It looks physical. It's concrete. It's stones. It's rocks. Sometimes granite. Different brands of rocks. They all have different names. Right? But you see it. Say, hey, this mountain. Mount Everest. Most people, they climb there. Some of them, they faint. They die before they get there. A few make it. But God said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. What did he say it will do? It will obey you. You shall say to the sycamore tree, be thou plucked from your root. Huh? And be put into the sea. He said, it shall do what? Oh my God. Let's look at that one. Nothing was made without him. Nothing was made without him. I'll bring you to sycamore tree later. So let's go to Psalm 18. Did I mention Psalm 18 to you? Put Psalm 18 up. Verse 15. You can read 6 to 15 for yourself, okay? 6 to 15. It's talking about creation, how God made things. Let's go to verse 6. Let's read from 6 to 15. This is David having crisis in his family, having all kinds of things. The son he loved, Absalom, wants to take his throne. His enemies want to kill him. He's pursued out of the city. He didn't know how to handle anything. So what did he do? He called on God. That's why I ask you, when there's a problem in your family and your life, who do you consult first? Most times you consult man. You call your friend. Hey, this is what's happening. My goodness. And blah, 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 blah. Well, by the time you do all that, you have already piled up doubt for yourself because you don't believe God can hear you. So you talk to man. You need sympathy. You need people who agree with you in your problem. Because after you finish telling them, they don't pray for you. They tell you, I'll pray for you. No, they just say, the next thing when they are chatting, they call somebody and say, did you know what this person is going through? They keep on repeating. Do you know? They begin to emphasize, begin to speak your problem, begin to multiply it for you. May you have wisdom today and run to God and begin to speak to God. Say amen. Yeah, you call somebody. You never call God first. God is your second choice. And God says, I am number one. Once you put God as second choice, you're going to stay in that problem a little bit longer until you wise up. May you run to God as number one always. In the name of Jesus. So David said, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even his ear. This is prayers. Come and see what's going to happen in the place of prayer. He's just praying, talking to God, but something is going to shift suddenly. He's going to be taken to a realm where he can see what God is doing. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. who's messing around my child, God says. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Nine, he bowed down the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Which God are you serving? God who can bow the heaven, just fold it like a little garment. Came for one child. Just because of one person. Instead of running to everybody to help, he ran to God. God said, you made the right decision. I'm coming to you, baby. Hallelujah. May God show up when you cry. May God show up. May you choose a new allegiance today. That you'll be loyal to the living God. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Hallelujah. God did not need an airplane. The wings are his airplane. He did not need a space shuttle. People are still paying billions, building space shuttles. And they go, they come back, they fry in some area, they fix again. God just said, wind? Why? Wind came out of him. Hallelujah. He knew the recipe he put inside wings. He knew all the functions of wings. Winds are not just to blow when it's going to rain or snow. Or in the ocean, they have other functions. They are rides. Hallelujah. 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 May God help us. May we rise and function to the place where he has called us to. I don't know who's doing this. The only time we see wind showing up and doing all this type of thing, he showed up with Elijah. Elijah went to heaven with what? The whirlwind. I don't think he just showed up. Elijah believed the scriptures. He believed God. He believed God in the place of prayer. This is David in the place of prayer. And God began to show him things. May prayer become real in your life. May it be a place where you see God and wonders begin to happen to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. A place where revelation breaks out and breaks through for you. He made darkness in secret. He made darkness his secret place. Hallelujah. When darkness show up next time, what should you be saying? I'm going to the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You pray Psalm 91 all the time. You pray it all the time. But God said, I make darkness my secret place. When you're going through tough time, that's going there and stay there. His pavilion round about him were dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Nothing there looks so good, but God begins to function. Hallelujah. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. 13. The Lord also thundered in heavens, and the highest gave his voice, his hailstones and coals of fire. As he's beginning to speak, hailstones, fire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to, I'm almost there, two more verses. Yeah, he sent out his arrows. He sent out his arrows and scattered them and shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Verse 15. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered. At thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of what? The breath of his nostrils. Hallelujah. God began to breathe. One blast. Oceans began to form. David was just talking about his problem, but God took him to creation. Say, come here, let me show you something. In a place of prayer, may you see wonders. I remember many years ago, I couldn't tell you, maybe a few decades ago, before this particular stage we're in, I was just ministering, preaching, and I was somewhere here. I won't point to the exact place because later some people are going to stand and say, oh, this is where, you know. So I was somewhere here. On my left side here, ministering, I was walking. And when I was there, I just did my hand, and then God showed me how he opened Moses to see all the scriptures. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I controlled myself as much as I can till I got to and started shouting and screaming and screaming and screaming. And this is what happened to David. A simple prayer, and God began to show creation to him. How many of you want to start praying? How many of you are going to call on God? Who knows what you're going to discover? Who knows what he's going to show you? Who knows what he's going to make manifest? No wonder Jesus, the living word, said nothing was made without him. Everything came out of him, including me and you, including all things. He still spends time in that place of prayer because it's in that place that he was seeing things done before they are done. That's why he said, I hear the Father, and what he says is what I do. But most of us, we hear what man says, and that's what we do. May we leave the realm of man to the realm of God. Yes, you must honor men and women in authority, but that's not your dwelling place. Your dwelling place has always been God. You came from God, and you're going back there. And for you to function every day, you must function from his realm, his perspective, his ways, and his words. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, verse 17, I'll stop there. He delivered me from my strong what? My strong enemy. Every enemy you have, God will deliver you from them. Enemy of addiction, he will deliver you. Enemy of confusion, he will deliver you. Enemy of sickness and disease, he will deliver you. Enemy of lack, he will deliver you. Enemy of stagnation, he will deliver you. Whatever that enemy is, enemy that appears to be a friend, smiling and knifing, God will deliver you. Say amen. Say amen like the child of God. Hallelujah. Some of you hear the word of God, it's like you just drank, what is the mixture that apostle always say? Lemon juice and prune juice. You should be rejoicing that you have moved. I have moved. I'm not the same person who came here this morning. I've moved. I'm in a different realm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be in a different realm. Be in the God realm. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. So the next one you are going to look at is Psalm 33. You're going to read from verse 4 to 9. You can read up to 22 at your own time. But 4 to 9, let's put it up quickly. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Verse 5. He loveth what? Righteousness, judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of God. Wherever you are, is full of the goodness of God. You are not in the realm of lack. You are in the place of goodness. Somebody say goodness. Mercy. Follow me all the days of my life. He says, surely, it's a guarantee. Certainly, it will do so. Psalm 23. The last verse tells you that. Praise the Lord. Say, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Praise the Lord. So whether God spoke, when you're hearing, he spoke, he said, he made, hallelujah, he called, or what? Spoken. You must learn to speak. Somebody said, I learned to speak. You must speak. Not ordinary words, God-filled words. Say amen. Because every word you speak will come to pass. The bad, the good, the ugly you speak, the word of God, they will all come to pass. Every word comes to pass. Because God says, you shall have what you say. Anything you say, nobody else can have it. You are going to have it. Your words are waiting for you. And you are going to walk into it. So choose God-filled word, which we call faith-filled words. Praise the Lord. Choose to speak that. Choose the right thing to say. It's not an easy thing to do, but you're going to do it. It's called training. After a while, it kicks in. When you were learning how to drive, you were so nervous to start. But after a while, you gain confidence. Right? After confidence, what do you start doing? Speed, you break speed limit and watching for the cops. Praise the Lord. And some of you, you eat sandwich, you one hand with sandwich, one hand with coffee, and you're going. And these days, so many distracted drivers texting while they are driving. You gain confidence and you float in it. The things of God, don't do any of those things. Eat one hand coffee, one hand sandwich. What's that? Have you ever thought if you kill somebody, that stain will be on you? Be mindful of your driving. Praise the Lord. Because some people always say, it's never going to happen to me. But if you sow corruption, you will reap what? Corruption. That's what the word of God says. Don't neglect those scriptures. If you sow righteousness, you reap righteousness. Praise the Lord. Don't text while you're driving. If you really have to text, park the car on the side. It takes less than a minute. There's still going to be traffic light waiting to stop you. Choose righteousness. Choose the ways of God. Say amen. Praise the Lord. So those type of confidence is good, but not for negative behavior. Praise the Lord. So if you begin to do this, after a while, your confidence will increase. You begin to hear God. Because some people, the Holy Spirit have left them. They are just, what they call it, zombies. They're just walking in nature. Natural minded. May you be God-minded from today. Everything they do is logic, nature. But nature did not come from nature. It came from the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Why do you think a lot of hedonistic people worship nature? Because spirits show up. Demons show stones, those rocks, lying to them. Because devils were there watching God do this thing. And say, who's man that you're mindful of him? They saw the potential and the power he put inside man, but he didn't put it in them. They were just ministering spirits, messengers. But you, he put the same thing in you that's inside him. Breathe into you. Breathe answers and solutions. They are inside you. Inventions, witty inventions, they are inside you. Begin to call it. Call it for yourself. Call it for your children. My children will manifest with inventions. We will manifest with inventions. My bloodline is blessed. We have the root of Jesus. The Bible says Jesus came out of the root of Jesse. Isaiah 11, right? And you came out of the root of Jesus. Hallelujah. So who is Jesus again? The living word. So your root is the word. John 15 says, I'm the vine. Right? Stay connected to that vine. And God will begin to feed your spirit. You go to sleep, you will see what's going to happen before it happens. Until your eyes are open daytime to see. Because the Bible says, God open your ears. When men sleep, he opens their ear when they are not paying attention. And then tells them what's going to happen. May you remember what he tells you. Because some people, they wake up, the first thing they go for, coffee, tea. Oh, I'm so hungry, I'm starving. They don't see God. When you wake up first thing, you see God first. Because God has spoken to you in the night. You don't even remember. Take a moment and you will recall. Say, Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance the things I need to know. All right, you need to read all that verses. Did we finish? Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Hallelujah. 9. You can read it all at your own time. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. This same thing is what we ought to be doing. You speak, you do what? He said, when you say, it is done. You shall say to the mountain, be thou what? I'm quoting from Mark 11, 22 to 24. That's where that scripture is. You shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall do what? If you believe in your heart, it shall do what? Put it back up. We did verse 9. Now God speaks, and so it is. For verily I say to you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou what? Removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, he shall that but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You will have anything you say if you don't doubt. Don't use it only when you are angry. When you are angry at someone, you are so hurt, and you're saying those bad things, you believe what you're saying at that time. You want them to hurt like you. So you believe. But reverse that belief now to believing God. The power to believe, you have it. Say amen. It's inside you. Just switch. Somebody say, I will switch. Believe God. God cannot lie. God never fails. God does what he says he will do. He's a covenant-keeping God. He does what he says he will do. It's not man that he lies. He's not a cheater. He's not a traitor. You can believe him. Somebody say, I believe God. Believe God and it will be well with you and your household. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever you desire when you do what? Pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. While you are waiting for the testimony, believe the testimony is already on the way to you. Say amen. So back to that, we read it in Isaiah 33. He said he spoke, it was done. He commanded, and it was established. Praise the Lord. Follow God the way he does. You are made in his image and likeness. I'll give you other scripture that you can look at. Isaiah 42, let's look at verse 5. You can read up to 25 at your own time. I'm only going to read one verse. 5 to 8 is really good, but let's read quickly. Thus saith the Lord God, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread them from the earth, and that which cometh out of it, that which cometh out of it, everything that comes out of the earth, God spoke it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, are you people? And spirit to them that walk therein. Hallelujah. Are you spirit? You are not just a piece of clay. You are spirit. Somebody say, I'm spirit. Are angels spirit? Why can't you answer quickly? Angels are spirit. Yeah, they just ministry is just their function, but they're spirit. God is spirit. You are spirit. Angels are spirit. Good angels, bad angels, they are all spirits. Why? They came out of God. Hallelujah. So let me ask you now, the earth. The earth, what is it? The mountains, what is it? The trees, what is it? The sand, what is it? The water, what is it? Some. You know, this one part of the church is very quiet. And one part is very engaged. Somebody say, I'm rising. When the word comes, don't spend time thinking. Obviously, you have not thought. So just speak. Spirit, speak. And when you speak, it starts working for you. Say amen. Praise the Lord. You start speaking immediately. So you get a return. We just read the word. Let's read it again. Because most times we read the word like we're reading a novel. The word is a spiritual word. It is not a novel. Praise the Lord. I used to read all those romantic books when I was young. I read a lot. I used to love reading. So not anything. My older sisters, whatever they left, we read them too. So praise the Lord. But it's not that. You don't read fables. This is real. This is God. He said the word is God. The word is God. We are speaking God right now. We are speaking God right now. We are speaking God right now. Stop going back home to that struggle. That struggle should be over. You should have more than enough inside you. Go with vexation and say, get out of here. In the name of Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 42:5. Thus saith the God, the Lord. Sometimes I say the Lord God. And then sometimes I say God the Lord. Same person. He that created the heavens, stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it. Everything that come out of it, your potato, your garlic, your onion, all those food you eat, your clothes, everything about you came out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Everything. Hallelujah. 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 Walking spirit. Somebody say, I'm a walking spirit. Why physical? The physical, too, Genesis 2:7 is where. When did God bless people? He blessed the spirit man. He blessed them before he made their physical body. Bible says he blessed them. He blessed them. He called them Adam. He blessed them, male and female. Equal blessing. Equal authority. Equal dominion. Hallelujah. But the physical part, he made the man physical part and brought the woman out of the man. Praise the Lord. But she was always there. He not used a new material. He still got out of Adam. Caused a deep sleep. Can you imagine man got the recipe for making man and then they fell? You can imagine. That's what the world is still trying to do. They are trying to make man. God caused a deep sleep. They will never succeed. They will try their best, but they will never succeed. It will be a cheap imitation, but you are original. Hallelujah. Made in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. Begin to breathe a speaking spirit. Begin to call things that be not as though they were. Begin to call yourself healed. Begin to call your body functioning. Begin to call manifestation in your system, in your household. Begin to call abundance to yourself. Begin to call yourself the blessed of the Lord. You are truly the blessed of the Lord, walking in divine blessing. You are the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. It's not that he's going to heal you. He said, I've healed you. When Jesus was functioning on the earth, what was he doing from town to town, village to village, where he ministered? If he saw the sick, what did he do? He healed them. How did he heal them? Spoken word. The man with the withered hand, he said, do what? Stretch forth your hand. He wasn't giving sign language. Stretch means stretch. The spoken word. God has not changed. What he did from the beginning, he's still doing it today, and he will do it tomorrow. And that's how he wants me and you to function. Speak the word only. What happened to the centurion? He said, I'm a man of what? I'm a man under authority. I understand. I understand what authority means. You don't need to come to my house. My servant is sick. Just say the word, yeah? It's enough. Because a person of authority, when they say, what they say is gold. Hallelujah. Speak. And so it is. Jesus spoke before the man got home. The centurion servant was what? Made whole. Hallelujah. Is it the elements? I'm trying to tell you, all the elements are spirit. They hear. Mountain have ears. Water have ears. Jesus. When in Luke 5, you can write that scripture down. You can read from verse maybe 1 to 9. When Peter, Jesus borrowed Peter's boat and to speak from there to the multitude. And Peter says, we've been fishing. Jesus told, he used his boat. Now, Jesus reward. Anything you give to him is going to reward you. He rewarded him and said, Peter, do what? Cast your what? Your nets. Peter said, we toiled all night. We didn't catch nothing. Jesus said, do what? Cast your nets. You can't give something to Jesus and he doesn't bless you back. He used Peter's boat. Now he's going to reward him. He knew that Peter, they toiled all night. They didn't catch anything. He said, Peter, launch it into the deep. Put it on the other side. See? Verse 4. Luke 5. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. You know that story already. Peter, just like you're hearing the word right now, some people are moving in the spirit, while some people are moving in the flesh. They're thinking logic. May you switch quickly. Peter, Jesus talking nets. Peter is talking logic. Net. I'm the fisherman here. What do you know? You just speak. You're a rabbi. I'm a master fisher. I know what time the fish come. There's nothing here today. Logic kicking. Somebody fire logic now. There's a place to use logic. If you are running a business, you're going to need it because the people in your business place, they are not saved. You're going to create order. But you, the head of that place, you should move by the Spirit and let God show you what's happening. Say amen. Say amen. So we're not saying fire logic, but logic should not be your number one. It should be under. It's a soulish thing. It's an intellect thing. Spirit always override intellect. The spirit has its own intellect, and that's God intellect. Shout hallelujah. The mind has its own thing. That's a mind. You have the spirit mind and you have the natural mind. Satan always wants you to go to nature mind. But nature came out of spirit, but the wrong place. You need to be in the spirit of God. Say, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So he launched into the deep. What is the end of that story there with Peter? I said you can read up to 9, so write that down and read more for yourself. He said, and he obeyed God, and then what happened? They caught so much, and said the net began to break. He could have had more fishing to take care of his mother-in-law and his family for more than 2-3 years. Praise the Lord. The people came with a little disobedient one, he still caught so much. Praise the Lord. Why did Jesus say do? What did he do? A spoken word, launch into the deep. Why? Jesus understands water. Water is not just for drinking, eating, bathing, or no fish. Water is already blessed. The water is blessed. You know, before God blessed man, the next thing that God blessed when he was speaking those things into existence, he blessed the water and everything that comes out of the water. And he said, multiply. Be fruitful. The same pronunciation he gave to man. Do you want to put that scripture up in Genesis 1? It's right there. Jesus understands it. May you get an understanding today. Water. I preached a message many years ago called Waters of Waters. You need to go get that. More detail. Praise the Lord. No, it should be about around 17. Go. Genesis 1, about Go to 18. Go, go, go. 18. Keep going. Okay, verse 20. And God said, let the waters do what? Bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life and fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament. Continue. And God did what? Created great whales, living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. I think you need to go back a little bit. And God did what? 22. Genesis 22. This is the scripture. And God did what? Blessed them, saying, be what? Is that the same pronunciation on man? Be fruitful. And say, and do what? Multiply. And do what? Fill the waters in the seas. And let fowl multiply in the earth. Jesus understood. He spoke it. So that word has not changed. He cannot say launch in the deep and there will be no fruit. Fruitfulness and multiplication show up. Somebody shout hallelujah. They will show up in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the word works. Because that water is not just water. I said it's called, it separated the waters from the waters. There are miracles inside our waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when, I'm not sure, in Kenya or one country like that. I think it was in Kenya or somewhere, or maybe Nigeria, preaching. I told them eagles came out of the water. They went, huh? Whales. Eagles came out of the water. When you say whales, that's easy. When you say fish, or when you say the birds came out, they say, huh? But it's been there all along. This is like more than 30 years ago. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is nothing new. You don't need to preach a new message. It's the same word. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Are you using and functioning in it? That's why we keep saying it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Launch into the deep. The same waters must produce. They've been blessed and they must do at the command of the word. You must command. Say, I'm a commanding officer. Hallelujah. When you walk in your house next and just walk like a king, these are king walk, but queens walk more with their crown like that and begin to speak. Command things into existence. I don't know where the time goes. It just goes. Phew, phew. What about gold coin? The fish. Time to pay tax. Jesus wasn't carrying a Bank of Montreal with him or Bank of Nova Scotia. He's the master of everything. Time to pay tax. Fish. Go to the seaside and the first fish, because he's commanded that fish to come. Gold coin. Have you seen? That's a metal thing. A metal. A fish carrying metal to swim and bring and say, Peter, here. Enough to pay for both tax. Debt free. May the debt free anointing come upon you and your household. The solution for your issue is available. May it come to you and may it come to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. So it didn't matter what it is. My point this morning is all things came out of him. They are word breathe, breathe. Everything. Everything is spirit that have physical. The physical is just a house. They all have hearing. They can hear. Bible says speak. In Ezekiel it says speak to the mountains of Israel. Say speak to them. Hear. Mountains of Israel, hear ye the word of the Lord. They can hear all things. Did the fig tree not hear? The fig tree was speaking back. So all things are spirit. Why? Because they came out of words. If they come out of words, they can hear. They can hear. Your body can hear. The earth that's used in making your body came out of words. They can change. Whatever the situation is, can change. that genetic problem can change. The genetic disorder started from iniquities and patterns passed down through the generations, through bloodline. But you have another super blood called the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus override. I am not a partaker of this genetic disorder. This genetic disorder transfer from my system into the sea and be destroyed. You can do that. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We've spoken your words. There's so much to say. There's so little time. But what we have spoken, may we walk in them. May we use them. May we manifest them. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we begin to know who we are, that we are spirit-made beings. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can speak, and so it is. You have shown us the example. You have shown it through scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, you have shown that the spoken word is real. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we begin to speak your word, and may we begin to see results from now on in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch every life here. Touch our mind. Touch our hearts. Touch our sight. Touch our hearing. Recondition us. You've already paid for it. We receive that renewal of our spirit, soul, and body, aligning with your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for manifestations of your glory, testimonies, miracles, signs, wonders, and great grace manifesting itself through your spoken word in our lives, in the place of prayer, in the place of the word, in the place of preaching the word, in the place of speaking the word, in the place of glorifying your name, in the place of giving thanksgiving, in the place of praising you. We will see your manifested glory. So it is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God in the highest. We're to be continued another time. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we didn't even go up to 1/10, but what we got was enough. So, one word from God is more than enough. If you can just believe that and use it. Hallelujah. 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 So, what are you again? I'm a speaking, walking spirit. Amen. Amen. And I get result. I get result. All right. Is that time again that we will give our offerings and our tithes and we will take a communion? So if you've not done so, do so online. Those here. Are there people online today? I didn't see that thing working. Did you have people on Zoom? Praise the Lord. All right. So we all can give our tithes and our offering and then get ready to take communion. Praise the Lord. Like I said, Apostle is not here. He's ministry somewhere in the city this morning, and he'll be here this evening. Hallelujah. You've been enjoying him. He's been home more than normal. But come January, the whole thing gets moving again. So praise the Lord. So you should be praying. More souls need to eat the same food you are eating so they can get saved, and their families can be saved, and their city and their nation and their community will come to Jesus. Say amen. Everyone in this house, if you've been with us more than 3 years, you are already a powerful person already. Glory to God. All right, I'm going to put my mic down so I can open my communion.
Praise God. I hope you are all saved. If you've not been saved, just wave your hand and they can save you. All right. This is the body of Christ. Same night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and said, "This is my body." It's not gone to the cross yet. "This is my body which was broken for you." Now, they might not have understood everything, but Jesus already died before the foundation of the world. So God knew man is going to make mistake. He put a way of escape. And he's been protecting us and keeping us safe. Jesus took every brokenness of our lives to give us wholeness. So when you take of this bread this morning, whatever is broken in your life, any system broken, your physical body, your spiritual body, your emotional body, whatever it is, it cannot be restored. Everything restored. Take the full exchange. Somebody say, "I take in the body of Christ. I am healed, I'm restored, and I'm made whole." Take and eat. He took the cup of blessing, same night, cup of wine, it wasn't alcohol, it was just juice, grape juice. Took the wine, he blessed it and said, "This is my blood, given for the remission of your sin." And he called it the blood, the cup of blessing, the cup of the new covenant. May the covenant God has cut with you be in effect. May the blood of Jesus that speaks better than the blood of Abel speak better things, speak great things for you and your family. May your health be made whole. May everything that troubled you be removed. May iniquities and patterns of failure and destruction and chaos be removed from your life. We say, let there be light. Let there be favor. Let there be goodness. Let the blessings of God flow. And let the breath of God flow in and out of us. Take and drink. Father, touch everyone that has heard the sound of my voice. Touch families present. Touch those online. Minister your grace to them where they are. May your covenant blessing work in their lives. Walk in my lives. Walk in every one of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration to every family. Restoration, restoration, restoration of all glories that you have given to Jesus before the foundation of the earth, that he gave to us. Be restored in every family here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. All right, those of you online, may God bless you, and may the Lord keep you. Be back here tonight and hear the word of the Lord. The answer and the solution of everything you need is going to come out of the word. May you hold dear to the word, for his word will always remain. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one drop of God's word shall ever pass away. May you choose that which is great, which is the word of God. Mary chose that. May we choose that also. Amen. All right, bless you. I'm going to say hi to people on Zoom.